cases involving fraudulent schemes to unlawfully obtain unemployment insurance benefits through the CARES Act. $270 billion was earmarked for supplemental federal benefits, and so far seven people in Rhode Island have been charged with attempting to file fraudulent claims. And the Great Pumpkin never showed on broadcast television, but the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and Charlie Brown Christmas will. Apple made a deal with PBS to show them for free. And Rhode Island PBS told WADK it will broadcast both specials, starting with a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving Sunday night at 7:30 and a Charlie Brown Christmas on December 13th. And your weather word, partly sunny, not as cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Small craft advisory goes up for Narragansett Bay at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Today, west winds at 5 to 10, becoming southwest 10 to 15 this afternoon. And southwest tonight, gusting to 30, waves building 3 to 5 feet by tonight. Tomorrow, southwest winds diminishing in the afternoon, but gusting to 30 and waves 3 to 5 feet. And okay for the weekend, but then building up again for storminess the early part of next week. Rhode Island Sound at the moment, southwest winds at 15 to 20 knots. The next high tide in Newport Harbor, 10:51 this morning. The sun sets at 4:23. Sunrise tomorrow is at 6:39. The moon is waxing crescent. And that's Boating in the Bay on WADK.
Chris Newberry.
Well, it keeps the news of the day at bay, right? It's going to be freed. They freed Charlie Brown. Maybe there's a way to tie the little owl into the Charlie Brown story. Charlie Brown grows up, becomes an environmentalist, a forest ranger type. He's on the crew bringing the tree from the Catskills down to New York City, finds the owl. Maybe onto something here. Well, then, you know, you've got to put Charlie Brown in some kind of a special interest group, you see. I know, there's enough YouTube videos. If your kids, beware when your kids say, oh, I'm just watching a cartoon on YouTube. It's usually a reworked version of some childhood cartoon with profanity. You know, kind of like a flashback in South Park or The Simpsons or something like that, but for a half hour. Same joke, just one joke, but it's just over and over and over again. Every other word is the F word. Keep the F word away from my little owl. Is he just a little owl? Is he just small, diminutive? Or is he a baby? Was not clear in the news dispatches about Rockefeller, the Christmas tree owl. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and Charlie Brown Christmas will be on free TV. The Apple people, because life on the internet particularly is seventh grade, caved in to public pressure and made a deal with PBS. So I got on the horn to Rhode Island PBS and my dear friend Lucy Raposo, said, hey, you're the first one to ask. Well, that's because I'm the only one concerned with this important stuff here. Everybody else is like, oh, the virus, oh, lockdown, oh, bleep. I'm keyed in on the important things of life here. So, yes, Rhode Island PBS, formerly known as Channel 36, will be showing the Charlie Brown specials. And in real time, which is very unusual for Rhode Island PBS, Rhode Island PBS very seldom runs the PBS schedule in real time. One of the secrets of Rhode Island PBS, I toiled mightily there for a while. And I certainly did my share of pledge drives and stuff when they used to do those, which is always a lot of fun. So, the auctions and all that. But I digress. So, Rhode Island PBS will be broadcasting a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving this Sunday night at 7:30, and then a Charlie Brown Christmas on December 17th. I better get the news story out so that I'm sorry, December 13th. December 13th, December 13th. Is that also a Sunday? Yes, that's also a Sunday. Isn't it so funny how that has been family night going back to the days of radio? I mean, the big radio shows, Jack Benny was on Sunday night. Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy were on Sunday night. So 70, 80 years. So, and let's see, Lucy says, not that Lucy. She spells her name L-U-C-I-E. And she says, if you would please use our correct full name, Rhode Island PBS. Our channels in Rhode Island are 36.1 over the air, Cox Channel 8 or Channel 1008, Fios Channel 08 or 508 in HD, and Full Channel 08. Very, very nice. She says, many thanks for helping spread this happy news. This has been a year of relentless disruption and upheaval, complicated by little deprivations of all kinds. Here is one tradition, two really we can grab onto and enjoy. Yes. Very, very nice. The spirit is there at Rhode Island PBS. So we talked about this a few days ago, but the weather forecasts are starting to come out for Thanksgiving now. And I just saw the Weather Channel, which we don't subscribe to around here, but it's okay. We use AccuWeather, which is the best in the business. And I don't know, is their advanced forecast for the Thanksgiving period is actually out yet. I mean, you can find it online, but it's not mainstreamed as yet. But the Weather Channel is out with theirs, and they're saying that we are going to be in the 50s, and it's supposed to be fair, which is one thing that you really can't say about this year of 2020, right? It's been anything but fair. Been downright unfair, but it's going to be average in the Northeast. We will take average. So that means 50s for us. And that's all we care about, right? What is the temperature going to be in the Fifth Ward? That's all we care about. We don't even care what it's going to be like downtown. What is it going to be in the Fifth Ward? Now, the Farmer's Almanac says sunny and cool for the period from the 25th through the 28th. So that would be Wednesday to Saturday. And I think Thanksgiving is almost the latest it can be this year, 26th. Now, again, the Old Farmer's Almanac divides New England into two regions. And so things could wobble a little bit. And what they call the Northeast, which is a line from about the Maine New Hampshire border to about Danbury, Connecticut. So it's north of us, but you know how these weather fronts go. Now, for the Northeast, it says the 22nd through the 30th, snow showers and cold. So you get a weather front that just slips a little bit south, right? Hitches a ride like the owl did on a Christmas tree. And you don't know, but we're supposed to be At the worst, average. Should be okay. It would be a nice day for a football game. Well, take a walk. We can take a walk as long as we are with our bubble. We're not calling it that now. Because God forbid we, you know, we think on our own. So what's being called the people that you live with? Now, that was called your bubble last week in the good old days. So it's someone that you are in contact with on an intimate basis, on a daily basis. So as someone whose whereabouts you know, I don't think that's asking too much that we can be able to figure that out, that we can be allowed to think that far out and to use those extended parameters. I don't think we have to be this dumb and this simple. Although, I don't know. We're acting really stupid and really dumb. So, I don't know. This obviously is the end of the world, the end times. Not because of the pandemic or anything, but because actually someone said something sensible on Facebook, which I will tell you about in a moment. W80K's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report now looks pretty good. Of course, we're wrapping up the Pell Bridge reconstruction project, and everything should be pretty much back to normal. Looks like it might be now. We've got a good ride end-to-end on the Newport-Pell Bridge. Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge the same. The Jamestown-Verrazano does have the work zone up, and you're in a cone zone for the length of the bridge down to one lane westbound. And now we're seeing a bit of slow traffic. Eastbound, you're doing fine. Eastbound, you can make it in 3 or 4 minutes. And westbound, perhaps six. Not bad at all. On the Mount Hope Bridge, work scheduled later today on the westbound, on the Bristol side of life, north and southbound. Right now, you're moving well both directions. Sakonnet River Bridge looking good from Portsmouth to the Vitti side of the river. And some scattered construction projects around the Goat Island intersection there, Gladys Carr Bullhouse and her all-girl orchestra and all that. And it's a good thing no one pays any attention to this. And so that will wrap up. And, of course, there'll be kind of scattered construction and work projects going on the early part of next week. And that'll all wrap up on Tuesday or certainly Wednesday at the very, very latest. And we'll check these bridges again in less than 30 minutes. It's always VD and you.
This portion of programming is sponsored by Compassion International. Give a special year-end gift to a child in extreme poverty this Christmas with Compassion International. Text the word GIFT to 83393. That's GIFT to 83393.
Bill Del Nero Cleaners, Newport's only full-service laundry and dry cleaner, has been serving the area for over 60 years. If you need personal laundry or dry cleaning done, uniforms or linens cleaned and pressed to look like new, or area rugs and drapery done, they can handle it all. For pickup and delivery, call 847-6800. Voted Newport County's best for 3 years in a row. With locations in Portsmouth on East Main Road and in Newport on Farewell Street, Bill Del Nero Cleaners.
This Saturday and every Saturday afternoon at 1, WADK, WADK.com, and Corrigan Financial present Classic High School Football as we bring you some of our game broadcasts from the last 20 years. And this Saturday, it's Rogers against Middletown, a game that was played in September of 2006. This is Bob Angel. Joining me on the coverage that day were Jim Ascoli and Chris Richards. Classic High School Football, Saturdays at 1 on WADK and WADK.com. Brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar and the Surf Club, Clements Marketplace, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza of Portsmouth, and by Corrigan Financial.
Discover a Rhode Island author at the 2020 Association of Rhode Island Authors Expo. Virtual, of course. Saturday, December 5th. Featuring Rhode Island Olympian Elizabeth Beisel, baseball great The Spaceman Bill Lee, author panels, and an intimate coffee clutch to talk to local authors. Register free at riauthorexpo.com.
America, start your engines.
The roads are opening up, and it's time to drive again. Barry's Auto Group can make sure your vehicle is healthy and ready for the drive. Right now, they're offering up to 50% off the current labor rate on all services and oil changes. They're only $14.95. Don't forget about their Repair Now, Pay Later program, where you can service your car today and pay absolutely nothing for 1 year. Call Barry's at 847-5600 to schedule your next service appointment today, or visit Barry's Auto Group at 166 JT Connell Highway across from Walmart on the Rotary in Newport. Barry's is proud to share the spotlight with these local businesses.
Give your gently used clothing a new life outside a landfill and help fund Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island's mission. Drop off items at their 1431 West Main Road Middletown location or schedule a free pickup today at bigsri.org.
Make Muriel's award-winning seafood chowder right at home. Purchase our chowder packets at local seafood counters. Dave's Market in East Greenwich, Clements, and Belmont Markets in South County. Anthony Seafood right in Middletown, or buy online at newportchowdercompany.com.
WADK weather.
Today it won't be as cold, with a mix of clouds and sunshine, high 45. Patchy clouds tonight, low 43. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 57. Mainly clear tomorrow night, low 47. On Saturday, partly sunny, high 58. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low 39. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 50. Overcast Sunday night with a few late showers, low 46. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you wait for the newspaper, it's old news. You know, you want to keep up to date.
On air and online.
Yeah, everything's online.
WADK.com.
Hey, I was just thinking while I was listening to Bob talk about this Saturday's classic football game, that would be kind of a bonus game. Because ordinarily, don't they have that weekend off? Isn't that kind of the Thanksgiving is taking the place of that Saturday? It was interesting. It may or may not be. Maybe my imagination. I may be harking back to the Jurassic period when I was involved in high school football, and we did not play the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So this is kind of a bonus, seems to me anyway. So there you go. Hey, do you have a cell phone with a Massachusetts number? I know there are some friends of mine who live in Rhode Island, have long since lived in Rhode Island, but for whatever reason, they have a cell phone with a 508 or a 617 or even a 774 number. Well, if you do, your phone's going to go off, and it's going to be Governor Charlie Baker calling you. Massachusetts is going to have one of those alerts like Rhode Island did last week or the week before. Every phone goes off. It's a little scary. Everybody's phone goes off. You can't back out of it. Does it work with the disposable phones too? I guess it just depends on your number. Massachusetts is planning to issue an alert to 4.5 million phones in the state today to urge residents to remain vigilant against the virus during the holiday. Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter said a phone call or a text message or both from Public Health Commissioner Monica Barrell. Oh, it's not going to be from Governor. It's going to be from Monica. A little bit of Monica on my phone. Public Health Commissioner Monica will be sent on Thursday afternoon and evening, reminding residents of the increased risk of contracting and spreading COVID-19 over the coming holiday season. No kidding. So the caller ID going to say Captain Obvious? A similar message was sent to residents back on November 5th and was summarily ignored. Residents will be updated in English and Spanish on restrictions on travelers from all states. How long is this message going to be? Residents will be updated in English and Spanish on restrictions on travelers from all states but Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Hawaii, as well as the state stay-at-home advisory and mask-wearing guidance and gathering limits, with which took effect November 6th. I gotta go, Monica. I got it. This will be the second message sent via the Everbridge Resident Connection Alerts MA system. And you can't escape. So if you have one of those cell phones with a Massachusetts number, it's going to go off. And there's nothing you can do about it. All right, so the world is ending. People on Facebook are making sense. There's a turn to 10 post from NBC 10 talking about the, well, the contradiction, really, about the schools and the corona. So the day before yesterday, the big story was AIG, Angelica Infante Green, is speaking before the Council of Elementary and Secondary Education. She says, "Ah, oh, we're going to just start surveillance testing next week." You know, it's like Trump, right? I mean, we love you, but can you just, you know, eat something or it's, I don't know. These people just go off and we're going to start testing everybody. And everybody goes, "Oh, what? Oh, come on." So when the state's top education and health leaders approached Dr. Lawrence Filippelli about taking part in a surveillance testing pilot program, he knew his answer immediately. "I thought it was a good idea for us," Filippelli told NBC 10's Ashley Cullinane. "Schools could pilot surveillance testing before Thanksgiving." Wow-wee! But that was 2 days ago. Yesterday, the deputy commish, Dr. Anna Riley, says, "Oh, hold it, high schools, everybody out of the pool. You're going to go on distance except for the special people." So you can't surveillance test if nobody's in school. So apparently this is not lost even on Facebook Nation. So, and there are only 9 comments, which means that the most of the crowd is off sleeping somewhere. So this first woman says, "Insane. No one can get their story straight about schools. If the schools are so safe, then why is the governor is asking for high schools to be closed as of November 30th? There you go. So then a guy named Dave says, "None of the governor's information or approach makes any sense. How can your general public be at a 7% positivity rate, yet the kids of that general public comprise the safe population of the schools? How the hell can that add up? Is this Common Core math methodology? You can't separate a sum of a given number and expect a different result when you add up the parts again. If your population outside the school's walls are infected, then the inside is too. The infection isn't being left home with the parents while the kids are at school learning." Well, that's the first issue right there, because if more than likely the parents are the ones with the infection. They got positive, they went out, got stupid, got drunk and whatever, and then went to work and sent the kids to school. So the adults aren't going to get tested for whatever reason. You can't, it's 5 days, it's whatever. So the only shot that we have of finding out if anybody in this family is positive is for the kids to get tested. But as Dave points out, the infection isn't being left home with the parents. It went to work, it went to school. Everybody's getting it, and this is why it's spreading. But yes, none of this makes any sense. Keep the kids in school. I have it on a very reliable source that this was an unholy deal the governor made with the teachers' unions to shut them up. I will say that again. I have it on a very reliable source that this was an unholy deal that the governor made, that Governor Raimondo made with the teachers' unions to shut the teachers' unions the bleep up. Teachers' unions wanted to shut down all of the schools. Governor didn't want to shut down any of the schools. So they split the difference, and that's why you have this mess. And Dave is absolutely right. It makes no sense. Who's running the state is the big question. See if any of these ace reporters or bloggers ask that of the governor today. "Hey, governor, Respectfully, Governor Raimondo, who is running this state, you or the unions? Who's going to ask that, Hummel? Hummel's got two columns to write. He's got an early deadline for Thanksgiving, so he's got to paint some hapless business person as being a victim, or some, you know, tennis coach as being under the draconian measures of somebody. He's not going to ask it. The only shot we have is Brian Crandall or Kim Kalunian. Neither of those will ask it in those terms. Crandall might. Anyway, we'll talk to Bob Whitcomb, see what he has to say about all this in a minute.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Small craft advisory over Narragansett Bay this afternoon. Between now and then, west winds at 5 to 10, becoming southwest 10 to 15, gusting to 25. It is going to get a little windy, and the waves are going to get a little rough tonight. Southwest winds 15 to 20, but gusting up to 30, and waves 3 to 5 feet. For Rhode Island Sound, southwest winds at 15 to 20. On, in, around, and through Newport Harbor. Next high tide, 10:51 this morning. Sunset at 4:23, sunrise tomorrow 6:39. The moon is waxing crescent. And that's Boating and the Bay on WADK.
Bellevue Kids. Bellevue Avenue and Bannister's Wharf is your shopping destination for quality toys, clothing, and accessories from newborn to size 12. Colorful, whimsical, fashionable clothes from well-known designers for special occasions, holidays, and everyday attire. Plus toys to inspire and challenge active young minds. Owned by a native Newporter with three kids of her own, Bellevue Kids is your one-stop children's store. Stop by today for your holiday shopping and be their favorite Santa.
1540 WADK.
Here's 1 minute of what you need to know on this Thursday. The state awaits Governor Raimondo at 1 o'clock today. Many wondering what is in store for business and culture, particularly the restaurant industry that has sent two separate letters from two separate organizations imploring the governor not to shut the restaurants down. The state's high schools are being directed to move to limited in-person. That means distance learning for most students and no organized school sports until January. A single-day record of coronavirus cases reported Wednesday in Rhode Island. Six more have died. The daily positivity rate 6.8%. Governor Raimondo joined the governors of Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware to urge colleges to provide COVID testing for students before they leave for Thanksgiving break, restrict their travel, and recommend expanded remote instruction to end the fall semester safely. And your weather word, partly sunny, not as cold. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
This is Steve Lombardi, Executive Director of the East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. We have been the business voice of East Greenwich since 1929. Our mission is to promote business development and foster cooperation between business, government, and the community. We are committed to helping to make East Greenwich a better place to live, work, play, dine, shop, and do business. The Chamber provides many benefits such as networking events, townwide gift certificates, business education opportunities, and lobbying efforts. The Chamber promotes many community events such as our Main Street Strolls, East Greenwich Restaurant Week, the Greenwich Odeum, the EG Farmers Market, and many others. Membership in the Chamber says you support the business community and the community as a whole, and that you want to be part of moving us forward. For membership information, contact me at 401-885-0020 or steve@eastgreenwichchamber.com. You can also visit us at eastgreenwichchamber.com.
Sunday Swing Time, every Sunday morning at 10. A WADK tradition for more than 40 years. This is your host, Bob Angel, extending an invitation to listen in. Enjoy a blend of big bands, jazz ensembles, and classic vocalists. Sunday Swing Time, Sunday mornings at 10, right here at AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Listen live, online,
at WADK.com.
Bob Whitcomb joins me on the line here. Do I have to arrange your bail or something? Are you crossing?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You mean if I try to go to Vermont?
Yes.
Right. Vermont or Maine. Maine is far more vicious. I think they have concentration camps now for people without state plates. We should note, despite Governor Mills, Democratic Governor Mills' draconian rules, rates are surging there, too.
COVID, yes, they are.
COVID rates. I'm assuming mostly along the coast, where the population is, I'm guessing, especially in greater Portland, but I don't know. But I noticed that. Just shows you the difficulty, despite the most draconian rules of, you know, people cross state lines, even the very tough state. You can't monitor all this stuff. I know in Vermont, they're trying to do as carefully as they can, but there are lots of ways of driving into Vermont.
Well, there are, but
lots of ways of driving into Maine.
I mean, well, there are. Then it depends on... It really depends on who your alliances are. I mean,
that's right. That's right.
In terms, it comes down to, look, are you are you really in this for yourself, or can you have the vision enough to think of someone else who might be affected by your actions places, in a state like Maine or a state like Vermont. I don't know about Maine, and Maine is more draconian, but Vermont is more or less on the honor system. I mean,
that's right. Sort of honorable state,
right,
and a bipartisan state. It's amazing when you think Republican governor, one of their senators, is a socialist.
Right.
I mean, what a weird place.
It is a weird place.
Yeah, but so, a sense of community.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
Yeah.
And,
I did see last summer some state cops kind of taking questions. I drove over to the Upper Connecticut Valley, pretty much stayed, the Woodstock area, Norwich and then Bradford. And,
yep.
And I didn't hear of anybody being arrested in the area. However, they have installed some signs.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of
what you can do.
And what happens is they put it on the lodging industry.
Tremendous pressure on the lodging industry.
Well, it is. A lot of which is independently owned. And so you have these local innkeepers and hoteliers and restaurateurs, and they have to live in the local community. And what happens is they require a guest to sign in and attest to whatever the rule is. Now, right now, the rule is in Vermont, you have to quarantine for 14 days or with a negative test, quarantine for 7 days.
What does a 14-day quarantine mean in Vermont? I mean, you can't leave your building.
Yes.
You know, wherever you're staying.
Yes.
Say you're would that include hotels, motels, B&Bs and stuff like that.
You would have to
get a room,
there.
But you can't. Can you walk around outside at all?
You can walk around outside alone and masked.
Alone and masked, but you can't go to the next town and have dinner.
No, I don't even know if you can go to the dining room in the hotel or the inn if it has one.
So then
what happens is at some point the lodging facility has to show the agency of commerce or possibly the state revenue board or somebody, or maybe it's the health department, okay, this is what we have. And you really would put this innkeeper in jeopardy. By going against the rules. So,
and it'd be really tough this year because they've lost a lot of revenue, putting them in further jeopardy.
Of course.
Kill them.
of course. So,
but they could threaten to, you know, to yank their victualers,
yes,
whatever the word is, license,
yes,
and the liquor license.
That's what it comes down to.
Right.
That's what
right
would be hanging over the head.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and that, now that happened, it hasn't happened in Vermont, but that did happen in Maine.
Yeah.
Where they did pull licenses.
Yeah.
So
close them down.
They did.
Yeah.
So, you
yeah
know, you
yeah
certainly, if you have, again, if you're someone, I mean, it's kind of be kind of ironic. You go up there to work in the hospitality industry and you end up getting a restaurateur and an innkeeper in trouble, right? It would not be good for business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either way. But it is, that's there. And then we have here in Rhode Island where the Rhode Island restaurant community is just reeling, literally reeling at the prospect of getting shut down again.
Especially as we go into the holiday season,
yes,
which is a big time for going out.
Yeah. Yes.
And yet, it's sort of a paradox, you know, oh, these vaccines coming on. I think there's going to be huge pent-up demand
for
the hospitality business next summer, starting
tremendous.
The general population will start getting these shots April, May, June. And I think there's going to be a huge demand. I hope, you know, the surviving hotels and restaurants and bars and places like Newport, I hope they're ready for it. The healthcare people get their shots the next, January, February, maybe March. Then the old people, maybe March, April, May, and then everybody.
Yes.
So there is going to be a gigantic pent-up demand. And so tourist centers, including Vermont, obviously it's a, you know, rural tourist center,
and
I hope
Newport
they're ready for it. Yeah, in Newport, very much so, a different kind of tourist center, much denser, more urban. I hope that they're, you know, we all hope and pray they can hang on till then.
Yes.
When I think there'll be an explosion of business, you know, claustrophobes from New York,
yes,
and Boston, around the country.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
And that is the hope of all of us, that these folks can hang on. What bothers me is that what is bubbled to the surface is that that these people, unfortunately, are not good business people.
Yeah.
And it's been masked. They've been able to cover it with cash flow and a few other things. But now it is really coming to pass. This poor pizza place owner who happened to have the misfortune of coming under the tutelage of the so-called investigative reporter. And we're supposed to be sympathetic to this man because he doesn't know that he has to pay income tax on the money that he got from the government.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean,
that's an interesting question. That was always in there, but they didn't look at the fine print. Right?
Well, yes
was
and
that
no.
Basically, you know, the print, it's sort of two-point type. Is that what happened?
Well, some of that is true. But back up a step. Anyone who has ever collected unemployment knows that you have to pay income tax on
right
the unemployment.
Right, right.
So, you know what? And we're all big people. And, you know, unless you're, look, you don't have to be you don't have to have a business degree. You don't have to have a Harvard MBA. But if you're in business to whatever degree, you have to have some level of business acumen.
Right, right. I mean, they should know that kind of thing. You know, what's the tax liability? And, you know, if they were uncertain about it, they could call the person who does their tax returns and ask.
That's it.
You know, I've done that. I've been a partner in small business, and I've made frequent make calls. Usually you can get the answer. So have you. You're both a journalist and a radio guy and a person long active in the food and hospitality business.
And I'm in business. I run marketing programs. Yeah. And
right,
that's
you
my
marketing
family
programs.
Business.
That's the main business. And usually you get an answer in about a minute.
Sure.
I'll sometimes have a question, even a rather complicated question for my CPA. I get an answer back within a day.
Sure. So if your name is on, if you're a signatory to a company, or if you're running a small business, you have to have, you can't just stick your head in the sand and say, oh, well, you know, I have somebody that takes care of that. I have a payroll service. I have an accountant.
Right.
I have this and that. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sympathetic up to a point, but you know what? If you're dealing, I'll put it right out there. This pizza person has to buy from Sysco, has to buy from U.S. Foods, has to buy from various merchants, has to have no less than 27 permits and licenses for cities, towns, and the state of Rhode Island.
Right.
So
right,
I'm sorry, you can't go through your life and your business being clueless.
And you're the one, you've got to sign the tax return.
It's your name.
You've got to sign.
Now,
even if you hire a CPA to do it, you're responsible.
You are responsible.
CPA is the liability, and there is some liability, some exposure to the CPA too, but you are ultimately responsible.
Yes.
For any return you sign.
So,
here's the question,
and it's an industry-wide question. Are there, and I believe there are, a number of these business people who have been, to a degree, taken advantage of by suppliers, by municipalities, by benefactors, by backers to say, oh, don't worry about that. We'll take care of that for you. I can't believe that there are that many, that there would be that many business people who are that, what's the opposite of savvy? I just can't believe it.
How about thick?
I can't believe it. I've been in this business for too long to believe that there are that many clueless people in this business.
Yeah.
So I
hope there's enough aid forthcoming, and I hope they can run these businesses, obviously, down to the bone the next few months, and then expect to make a lot of money next year, starting in the spring and summer, late spring and summer.
But I think it has to be an eye-opener.
Yeah.
And we can't go and do business exactly the way that it was.
We've all learned a lot from this. Some good has come out of this thing. We've learned a lot more about science. We've learned a lot more about public health. And we've learned much more about the relationship, the nexus of business and public policy.
I would think so.
Yeah.
You know, and that'll be interesting to see how that manifests itself. Hang on for a second, let me do the traffic here, which is evolving even as we speak. So stand by for a second. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. As we wrap up the project on the Newport-Pell Bridge, you're looking good end-to-end. So that could be the best part of the ride here. We're slow both directions through the toll plaza. Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, one lane westbound, slowing you up a tad. Eastbound moves well. So from Boston Neck Road to the foot of the downtown Newport exits, eastbound, you could do it in 4 minutes or so, maybe even less than that. Westbound, you're looking at perhaps 6 minutes as you get over the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. Watch for work crews in place. Mount Hope Bridge, they haven't shown up yet. You're moving well both directions. Conneaut River Bridge, looking good. Speed limit ride from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. The Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD and you. We check these bridges every 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is brought to you by the Ad Council. Okay, dads, it's time to do the Cabbage Patch, or the Running Man, or something more contemporary, the floss. That's right, dance like a dad, with your kids. Learn more at fatherhood.gov.
Celebrate the holidays at Island Wine and Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport, with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Thanksgiving sale November 20th through 28th, either in person, delivery, or order ahead in curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
The people at Laurel Mead are amazing. All feel as if we're being taken care of by the loveliest people who are kind and considerate. Somebody will always say, oh, will you join us for dinner? It makes you feel welcome because you're being with other people and your life is stimulating all the time. We're on this beautiful campus with 22 acres. It's a very happy place.
With apartments available for purchase in every size and style, Laurel Mead is an affordable option for premier senior living. Call or visit laurelmead.com.
I was laid off because of the coronavirus. As the bills started to pile up, I got really worried.
For years, the Good Neighbor Energy Fund has responded by providing energy assistance to local households.
Thanks to the fund,
My family is getting through this tough time.
If your household is having trouble paying the heating bills, please contact a CAP agency, call United Way 211, or visit RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org. Ad sponsored by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
Hi, listeners. This is Jane Burns Ruggiero, the sales and promotion director here at 3G Broadcasting and the on-air sidekick to Bob Angel during the morning report on WA2K. I'm a sixth-generation Newporter. That's right, sixth. Honestly, I live in Portsmouth now, but I'll always be a Newporter. The communities in Newport County have survived since colonial times because my ancestors and the members of those communities have supported their neighbors when needed. It's time for us to support our family, friends, and neighbors. Those are the people that are the local owners and the employees of those local businesses struggling to stay open right now. Don't buy online. Get out and shop local, dine local, and support all the local businesses today. Let's think of the future generations of Newport County by keeping our community thriving now. I'm certain that you can find something for everyone on your holiday shopping list right here in Newport County. A gift certificate, jewelry, clothing, furniture, or home decor. There's so much available right here. Go out, start your holiday shopping, and support local now.
WADK weather.
Today it won't be as cold with a mix of clouds and sunshine, high 45. Patchy clouds tonight, low 43. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 57. Mainly clear tomorrow night, low 47. On Saturday, partly sunny, high 58. Partly cloudy, Saturday night, low 39. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 50. Overcast Sunday night with a few late showers, low 46. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
The Irish Hour, Sunday mornings at 8 on 1540 AM WADK.
We are talking with Bob Whitcomb, talking about travel and escape and things like that. Do you think they're going? Do you think the governor will shut down to any great degree today?
I kind of think she will.
You think she will? I think she'll be anxious.
Really? Why?
Well, because there are enough special interest groups that are making a poignant case, and the knowledge level
is... And who pay a lot of taxes,
and who have long memories.
Yeah, and, that's right.
But I think that the knowledge that we have of this virus has expanded exponentially since the spring. It's not the big bad virus. We don't, have to wash the money because it's going to get dirty and somebody might touch it and whatever. We know so much more about what to do, how to keep it away.
Right? Good ventilation, crucial.
So the wreckage that would ensue if there were a wholesale lockdown. I don't think you recover from that. And I think that she realizes that for her own enlightened self-interest, because she's only got two more years and then she's back to a venture capitalist. And again,
well, yeah, unless she takes a job with Biden administration.
That's true.
I think that could happen. I'm not so sure about that. She's not very popular in the state. Of course, it's hard to be popular these days, governor.
Right, who
is? You've got to do such onerous. I think Charlie Baker's still pretty popular. I think Phil Scott's pretty popular.
Phil Scott's very popular. I don't know about Charlie Baker, but I think Phil Scott is tremendously popular.
I think that slipped a bit. Ned Lamont is popular for now, but I think it's slipping. I have a hunch that Governor Raimondo would be offered some sort of job, maybe an ambassadorship, maybe more important than Malta, which is what Joe Paolino got.
Yes.
Remember that?
Former ambassador, absolutely.
Big kind of Democratic wheel of deal. So he was the ambassador to Malta, one of the most corrupt places on the country. in the world, by the way.
Who gave Money him that? Did Clinton give him back? Did Clinton name him that ambassador?
Yeah, would that be Clinton?
Would have had to have been, wouldn't it?
I think so. Would that be Obama?
I don't think it was Obama. I think it was before that. Must have been Clinton.
I'll have
to look it up. But isn't that interesting? So you think that there's a possibility. Now, if that's the case, if she's holding that in her back pocket, then there may well be a shutdown because she doesn't have a lot of skin in the game. She's not going to take the hit. Absolutely.
I think your argument is plausible. I think there's just for the state budget, the revenue from say the hospitality sector is so important that,
It would really be sales tax.
It would be
something that it would be very difficult for the state to recover.
And that would be more difficult, obviously, for the state to provide more education aid, more social service aid, and
for the very same groups that are getting a lot of the assistance and aid and getting a lot of passes, quite frankly. This should be this whole approach to dealing with exposure and dealing with impact should be focused on particular areas of this state. It is not. We're being painted with one brush because it's not politically expedient, in my view.
You mean imposing guidelines and rules pretty much across the board rather than targeting them geographically?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we have urban centers that are really the driver of these rates, and that is not being acknowledged. Whenever it's asked point blank, we get the response from the health department of double talk.
But on the other hand, you have the, you know, I call it what you want, paradox. Well, Newport has generally done pretty well. Newport's an urban area, a center, nationally, internationally known center of the hospitality sector. And they've done pretty well, while Narragansett, Rhode Island, with a lot of college kids, did terrible.
Well, they did terrible. They are no longer doing terrible.
Yeah.
And that's being pointed out.
They saw the problem, all these kids in these houses.
Yes.
But so you do have these sort of paradox. You've got Newport, dense, you know, it's urban. You don't think of it as urban, but it is urban. It's a real city.
Absolutely.
Tightly packed. And yet they've done pretty well. Especially we consider the biggest industry there, which is hospitality.
Well, it is hospitality, but the one thing that we don't have in Newport, Bob, is we don't have this underground nightlife that's what's driving it in Providence.
You're right.
And that is not being addressed.
Some of these dubious places.
And it's not being addressed. Yeah. After hours clubs, they are turning into magnets for large groups.
Strip joints.
Well, not even the strip joints so much. These are places where younger people go, and the younger kids don't go to the strip joints. It's not like when you and I were young.
Dirty old men
that grew up from being dirty young men. And now the young men at least are not so dirty.
Less hypocritical.
That's it. They're going to the nightclub district. And the nightclubs are staying open later and later and later. And look, the behavior goes on and so forth. That is not being addressed. That is what is driving.
It's brutal to monitor, to oversee.
It's not easy. You're right.
You've got to make surprise inspections.
No, it's true. Yeah. And that's what has to. So we'll see what happens. Safe travels to you. Are you going to be back for Thanksgiving, or you don't know yet? You may be locked up.
Yeah, I may be in prison, offering to bribe state officials. But I'm going to the People's Republic, actually, not the Libertarian Republic.
All right. Well, good luck. Safe travels.
Okay. Your friends at Ben's Furniture thank you for your support over the last several months. Ben's staff has been extremely busy helping so many with their needs at home, whether a new sofa, new desk, new recliner, or a new accessory piece. Ben's is extremely grateful for your business and happy to help make these times just a little better. Ben's receives new merchandise every day and has inventory in stock ready for immediate delivery. To keep everyone safe and ensure shopping without unnecessary crowds, Ben's is offering all their holiday discounts right now through the holidays. No one-day sales, no 3 days only, no 4-hour sales. Shop when it's convenient for you. Because of the size of the store and with all safety precautions in place, you enjoy a safe and stressless shopping experience. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 6 Thursday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sundays. Free parking behind the store and in the Mary Street lot. This year, more than any other in their 78-year history, Ben's wishes you and yours a very safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges